Welcome to the Shutdown Full Cast. Oh, there were other 40 for 40s. Some of them we treated with respect. Some of them we did not. Some of them were shorter than others. Some of them were, in fact, but a few sentences recorded and then left on the internet like orphans on the plane to starve, be forgotten, and die. No. But these are our children. These are our babies because we're at the playoffs. We're going to raise them strong. We're going to feed them. We're going to clothe them. We're going to teach them how to do all the important things in life, like, you know, play Nintendo games with the awe and respect that they deserve. Did I get a Switch for Christmas? No, but my son did, which means I did. All right. What am I trying to say here?
Hey, Merry Christmas, son. Your bedtime's an hour earlier now.
Did I already take the Switch to bed? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That happened on the first night.
Where you go, good morning. You beat Zelda. Look, in the middle of the night, the Zelda fairy came and he beat the game for you. So cool.
It's amazing. Look, he found all the corey leaves. The Rose Bowl is the semifinal for the playoff. It is in Pasadena. And speaking of internet heroes, we have a couple involved in this game. Baker Mayfield for the number two team in the nation, the Oklahoma Sooners. Baker Mayfield, I mean, in all seriousness, we don't really give him enough credit, and he got a Heisman because, man, he's phenomenal this year. There's no like Joker snark there. He was absolutely amazing across the board.
Per unconfirmed media reports, he has no lungs. They're gone.
This is as of Saturday afternoon that we're recording this. So by the time you listener hear this, he will probably have disintegrated into a pile of dust. And he'll still put up 300 yards.
We're
just
setting
whisping down the field.
We are setting him up for the most, like the easiest, biggest softball, slow pitch, like melon-sized beach ball hit with a aluminum bat size storyline, are we not? Because what should happen here, right? Baker Mayfield, yeah, he's been sick all week. There's all these details they'll hold out or make up after the fact if he beats Georgia, right? Like, yeah, you know, he actually, like, he pooped out a kidney this week. Just lost a kidney. But you know what? That's why you got two of them. And that, you know what? You know what else there's only one of? Baker Mayfield.
Lincoln Riley gave him one of his kidneys.
Then Ruffin McNeil gave Lincoln one of his. Because he's his mentor. And you know what Barry Switzer did with that spare kidney that somehow surfaced in all of this kidney giving?
He turned it into wine.
I kind of feel like Barry could use a kidney by now.
Whose kidney? Doesn't matter.
Barry had it installed as a spare liver.
It's a backup. It's like a sump system. I'll explain the whole thing to you. God, I love that man. I love this team, by the way. Like, this is a very fun team because they're not great on defense. They're just not. Like, you'll hear a lot of people attempting to stretch and go, well, actually, if you look at this or if you look at that, okay, cool. Can you score on them? Yeah, dog. You're gonna be able to score on them, right? And that's what's gonna make this game fun because Georgia won't be able to stop Baker Mayfield. They won't. They're a really good defense, and it's going to be really fun watching them try to sort of game plan and match up Roquan Smith against Baker Mayfield in, like, pressure situations and dropping him into coverage. And yeah, that'll be cool. You're still not going to stop them. They're that good.
What is the worst game Baker Mayfield had this year? I'm going to look because I don't know.
Even think the Iowa State game, which they lost.
Would it have been Texas?
Let's see. If you're going by total, if you're gonna go by yards per attempt, which is a fair one, the Texas Tech game, he threw for 281 yards on 34 attempts, 4 touchdowns and 1 pick. He has one game this year with 2 picks. That was the Oklahoma State game. He also threw 5 touchdowns and averaged 16.6 yards a pass. Was that his highest number of the year? No, listener, it was not. That would be the West Virginia game, where he threw for 17.5 yards a pass. He's been bonkers. Yeah. The short version of this is he's been bonkers. Yeah, like
can I also give you this, like, stat, which is absolutely insane on his part. Okay, so yeah, you see like 4,000 yards passing, 41 TDs, only five picks. Those are sick numbers. And then we tell you that he plays in the Big 12, right? Oh, okay, I get it now. He played the Big 12. Okay, so he's basically like Sonny Cumbie, right? He's basically like any other Big 12 quarterback who sort of just puts up massive numbers in a conference that just, you know, frowns on defense and lets you throw the ball, I don't know, 40 times a game. How many times did he throw for 40 or more attempts in a game? How many times a season?
I'm going to say probably only like 3 or 4.
Once.
Jeez.
Once against Kansas State, he threw for 41. That's it.
And he clearly did that just to spite Bill Snyder.
Yeah, just to be like, listen, I'm going to do something that was illegal in the 1932 season. I'm going to throw for more than 40 times.
No.
In a game. Yeah.
My weakness. Bill Snyder's an ever-living snake.
Over quantity. It's astonishing what he was able to do against really good teams with high completion percentages while making very, very few mistakes. Has he played a defense that's as good as this Georgia defense? No, but I'm telling you that by percentage,
it's been close. I mean, it's been close. You look at S&P and like Georgia's 8 right now, Ohio State's 11. He did not have a lot of trouble with Ohio State.
Yeah, TCU, if you know, once you adjust for the Big 12, TCU's top 20. He lit them up twice.
TCU's 14, Texas is 26, Iowa State is 31. And yeah, I know they lost that game, but it wasn't really because of him. Like, it's not as stark as certain people would have you believe.
I think this game, if it turns into a shootout, it's going to be fascinating because – you know, right now every Georgia fan just thinks, well, he hasn't played any defenses, regardless of facts or anything like that. We're not a state big on that. But once you get into a shootout and Georgia's putting up 40 points or whatever, then it's, oh, well, see, told you, Big 12 doesn't play any defense. You're the one giving up 40 points to them, and that's okay. But so that's my pre-narrative is no matter what happens, the Georgia fan can just hang on to all assumptions here.
Well, we should. I mean, there is a decent chance that Oklahoma is not going to do anything meaningful to stop that running game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I mean, yeah, Georgia should score on Oklahoma too. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Because you know we are going to cite S&P, and these are of course flawed numbers. These are of course things that they're just statistical projections of what is to happen in a game. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you can't blame them, right? The model just fails the human. The human is not necessarily failed, by the model. 34-32 is the projection. Georgia over Oklahoma in this game.
That's not great.
No, but I will say this. We spent the first part of this whole thing being like, oh man, Baker Mayfield's amazing. Do you know what makes football real easy? If you can just turn it into a game of compound interest, right? If you can just turn it into a game of guaranteed returns. If you can just sort of turn it into a meat grinder that immediately spits out 4 or 5 yards a play without an increased risk of turnover. And when you do that, you got 2 running backs. And you got Jake Fromm who will throw the ball like 15 times this game. That's an easier way to win. Just easy.
Yeah, that'll be fun. We're going to see a Big 12 shootout with one team passing 6 times.
Oklahoma's rushing defense in S&P is 62nd in the country. Yeah. For context, Syracuse is 60th.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all.